The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October is a timely, downloadable resource designed for Bible classes. It's titled Called to Vote, A Christian's Approach to Elections. Called to Vote is written by Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Ken Sherb. You can find out more and download Called to Vote on every page of our website, issuesetc.org. Called to Vote, A Christian's Approach to Elections, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October, issuesetc.org.
We can encourage people to support life, of course we can, but why don't you trust women? Why doesn't Donald Trump trust women to make this choice for themselves? That's what we ought to be doing in public life. Living our lives of faith or motivation with enthusiasm and excitement, convincing each other, dialoguing with each other about important moral issues of the day.
Because
but on fundamental issues of morality,
because
we should let women make their own decisions.
Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Kaine speaking during Tuesday's debate. Near the end of the debate, the issue of faith and then of social issues came up, and abortion was that social issue that was discussed. He had several things to say. We're going to be hearing what he had to say and getting some reaction from Wendy Wright. Wendy is a regular guest, a veteran pro-life advocate, public speaker, and former president of Concerned Women for America. Wendy, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Why is it, and this happens consistently, not only with Tim Kaine's statements that we're going to be hearing, but it happens generally in the debate over life. It goes from a discussion of the unborn right to life to the woman's right to choose.
Well, they ignore that there is a baby. They want to take what could seem like a complicated issue and make it seem simple because there's only one person to consider. Now, Tim Kaine is doing something quite interesting. He is not only focusing on only the woman, he's using this as an issue of conscience. They're saying that we should trust women's conscience to make the decision for them. But what he's ignoring is that Hillary Clinton would take away our right of conscience. He does not trust us as pro-lifers to be able to provide information to women so that they can make a true choice that recognizes the unborn child in them. I think this is a significant turning point in the abortion debate. The abortion debate's been going on for 40 years, and we as pro-lifers have consistently talked not only about what abortion does to a baby, but also how it harms women. Senator Kaine is changing it to try and make it an issue of conscience and to put us almost like on our back heels because we believe in the right of conscience. But what he refuses to talk about is how Hillary Clinton and President Obama wants to absolutely deny us and pro-life doctors and nurses and others the right of conscience to not participate in abortion.
We heard Tim Kaine there say, well, we can certainly support life. And then he went on to say, but we can also support abortion. Can you do both consistently?
Well, when I look at the practical reality, when a woman goes into an abortion clinic, they do not provide her with the option of life. They only give her one option. And right now, the Obama administration wants to strip away the right of states to fund health care, provide women with true options, and want to require that states give federal funding that's funneled through the states to Planned Parenthood. And we've seen what happens. Once Planned Parenthood gets in the game when it comes to funding, they're the gorilla. They're the one that takes over everything. The funding goes all to them. And they do not provide women with the choice for life. So pro-abortion people who prefer the term pro-choice present themselves as if they're the ones providing choice to women. The practical reality is, when it comes to laws, when it comes to funding, they want to deny women the right of information and the right of choice to choose life.
Let's get your reaction to several things that Senator Tim Kaine had to say during the Tuesday debate. Here's Senator Tim Kaine explaining abortion and choice.
This is a fundamental question, a fundamental question. Hillary and I are both people out of religious backgrounds. Her Methodist church experience was really formative for her as a public servant. but we really feel like you should live fully and with enthusiasm the commands of your faith. But it is not the role of the public servant to mandate that for everybody else. So let's talk about abortion and choice. Let's talk about that. We support Roe versus Wade. We support the constitutional right of American women to consult their own conscience, their own supportive partner, their own minister, but then make their own decision about pregnancy. That's something we trust American women to do that. And we don't think that women should be punished, as Donald Trump said they should, for making the decision to have an abortion.
All right, I want you to deal with a couple things. He began by saying that this is a fundamental question. There, I take it, you would agree, but you'd provide a different answer, Wendy.
Senator Kaine is using a jujitsu move. He recognizes that people who are pro-life are people of faith, and that we are driven by our understanding that God is the one who creates life and that we have a responsibility to protect life. So he's trying to use the issue of faith and say that we should trust women to follow their own conscience, their own faith, in order to choose abortion. So it's a jujitsu move in order to snatch away from us the argument of faith. But the reality is that whatever God they are serving, it's certainly not a God of life. It's a God of death. The God of life is one that that women may have the choice, just like we all have been given free will, and we have the choice to do what is wrong. We have the choice to sin, but we should be encouraging people to choose life. Now, here's an important point. Senator Kaine and Hillary Clinton want to use their position as president and vice president, or their hopeful, their prospective position as president and vice president, to push their own agenda. This is not about them standing up as religious leaders or people of faith. They would use their position as president and vice president to push their agenda of abortion.
He referred to a woman's right to choose or abortion as a constitutional right, making reference to Roe v. Wade. Does Roe v. Wade, does that decision make abortion a constitutional right for women?
Well, Roe v. Wade was a decision by 7 Supreme Court justices. Now, sadly, there have been subsequent Supreme Court justices that continued on in that tradition. But it really comes down to who's going to be sitting on the Supreme Court. And that's something we as voters need to consider. The next president is going to have the choice of who will fill Justice Scalia and very likely 2 more justices in the next term or the next 2 terms. And so while they may claim that Roe versus Wade is a constitutional right, what it really comes down to is the Supreme Court and what the Supreme Court will decide. And so we as voters have a say in that to ensure that someone gets in as president and as senators, who are the ones that confirm Supreme Court justices, to do all that we can so that the Supreme Court will finally decide based on what our Constitution, our Declaration, the foundation of our country, really the worldview that formed that, and that is that all human beings are created equal and we should be treated as equal.
Is he, if one would concede that abortion is somehow written in the Constitution, which of course it isn't, doesn't Senator Kaine have to deal with a conflict there, a very basic conflict between the right of the child to live and the alleged right of the woman to decide for abortion?
Right. You're really talking about the most fundamental right that we all have in order to make any other decision. That woman can't choose unless she first had life. I'm now counseling at a local pregnancy center in inner city D.C., the Capitol Hill Pregnancy Center, and I get to meet with women several times a week who are deciding for themselves. And so many of them are really eager for information. They want the truth, and they really are eager to know, what does God think about this? And what Senator Kaine and Hillary Clinton would do would be to strip away that opportunity for these women. Hillary Clinton is backed by pro-abortion groups that want to shut down every pregnancy center in the United States, and they want to use the laws of government to do it. They have attempted to do that in cities, even in Washington, D.C., where I am right now. And so they really would take away women's right to choose to have life by taking away the avenues, the people who are providing the opportunity for them to choose life.
Wendy Wright is our guest. We're talking about some abortion statements made by Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Kaine during Tuesday's vice presidential debate. Wendy is a veteran pro-life advocate, a public speaker, and former president of Concerned Women for America. We'll hear more from Tim Kaine and from Wendy right after the break. Are you looking for Christmas cards that combine beautiful art with a clear Christian confession? Emmanuel Press offers Christ-centered, affordable cards in a variety of designs. You'll find cards with stained glass, illumination, German frescoes, and other unique artwork found only at Emmanuel Press. Visit their website, emmanuelpress.us, E-M-M-A-N-U-E-L, press.us.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
I'm not a Christian, but I listen to your show because actually you do have some interesting topics.
Here's a recent comment from the Issues, Etc. comment line.
Do you believe that there's not one error in the Bible? That's intellectually infantile. You also believe that Jesus is coming again. You promote extremely sexually repressive views.
The Issues, Etc. comment line. Available 24/7. 618-223-8382.
Have fun waiting for Jesus to return. Got news for you. He ain't coming back.
I bet you didn't know that the teaching of Latin in schools is making a comeback. Latin? Really? Isn't that a dead language? Well, take a look at what studies say about how well Latin students do on a test like the SAT. Memoria Press's Latin program will revolutionize your students' vocabulary, knowledge, and their understanding of grammar. And there is no better subject for teaching critical thinking skills. Visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about some abortion statements made by Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine during Tuesday's debate. Wendy Wright is our guest, former president of Concerned Women for America. I'm wondering here if the tone that we heard from Tim Kaine is also maybe a nonverbal at work here. He made his best effort to try and sound moderate on this issue. Maybe that's because he's so recently changed his position on this issue. But he is, of course, a proxy for Hillary Clinton, the head of the ticket. As far as we know, Wendy, is Hillary Clinton's agenda regarding abortion in any sense moderate?
Oh, my goodness, no. She is in favor of partial birth abortion, gruesome procedure where the baby is three quarters of the way out, nearly born. She would require that we as taxpayers fund abortions, not only in the United States, but overseas. She would has backed groups that want to shut down pregnancy centers. She is as extreme as you can get. And so Senator Kaine must adopt her positions in order to be her running mate. So Senator Kaine in the past has supported the Hyde Amendment, which would not would ensure that our tax dollars don't go to pay for abortions. But for him to be on her ticket, he has to deny that now. And frankly, as vice president, he doesn't really have a say. He's just there to help get Hillary Clinton elected. And it's going to be Hillary Clinton's positions that would become the policy of the administration.
We do need to point out that the Hyde Amendment has been explicitly addressed by Hillary Clinton during the Democratic National Convention. She came out and said it needs to disappear for good, didn't she?
Yeah, so that's a longstanding position of hers. And so that really shows that they're not in favor of choice if you are pro-life. They want to require us to participate, to be active participants in abortion by funding it ourselves. So whenever you hear Hillary Clinton or Senator King talk about trusting women with their choices, we need to come back to them and say, well, why don't you trust us to follow our own conscience, and why are you forcing us to participate in abortion?
Here again is Senator Tim Kaine talking about criminalizing women for having abortions.
Governor Pence wants to repeal Roe versus Wade. He said he wants to put it on the ash heap of history. And we have some young people in the audience who weren't even born when Roe was decided. This is pretty important. Before Roe versus Wade, states could pass criminal laws to do just that, to punish women if they made the choice to terminate a pregnancy. I think you should live your moral values. But the last thing, the very last thing that government should do is have laws that would punish women who make reproductive choices.
Wendy, this is often thrown out there, and it has been some ill-advised statements made by Donald Trump, of course, in the background of that comment. But speaking on behalf of the pro-life movement, is the pro-life movement interested in legal consequences or punishment for women who have abortions?
Now, Senator Kaine chose his words carefully. He said that before Roe versus Wade, states could have done that. He didn't say that they did. That's not been the motive or the purpose of the pro-life movement. We have not sought to so-called punish women. In fact, we do the opposite. We're the ones that do all we can to try and help women. It's a canard. It's a false statement. It's a myth for him to say that that's something that the pro-life movement wants to do. And we all know Donald Trump is not a polished speaker. It kind of reminds me of when Senator Obama ran for president the first time, and he said he didn't want his daughter punished with a child. And I think he walked that back himself. So even someone as polished as Obama says things that he may not necessarily mean. And the same can be true for Donald Trump.
Well, Tim Kaine played upon the fact that there were people in the audience who weren't even born when Roe v. Wade was, that the tragic decision was made by the U.S. Supreme Court. And I'm wondering whether or not, to a certain degree, his position plays on the ignorance of a lot of young people as to what really was the state of affairs in the United States with respect to abortion before the Roe decision.
Yes, you're right. And in fact, we'll I'm sure get here trotted out the arguments that tens of thousands of women died each year from illegal abortions, which now the person who came up with that false statistic admitted that it was a myth. It was taken out of thin air. So the fact that so many young people don't know what life was like before versus Wade is something that someone like Senator Kaine is going to take advantage of and will misrepresent what life is like when our country was one that stood for life, and instead of allowing abortion, the killing of unborn children through all 9 months.
That term, that Roe belongs on the ash heap of history, would you agree with that?
It does. And in fact, even the Supreme Court has altered Roe. That's something we don't hear from the pro-abortion side. Roe is not really the law of the land. It never was. It was just a decision by the court. But it has even changed and has been modified in the years since. And so we're on a step-by-step approach of trying to bring our country back in line with a country that respects human life. So there's work to be done. And I look forward to continuing to try and protect unborn children. It may get more difficult before we can reach that goal. But I want to encourage people, even if we get politicians in office who do the wrong thing, that we as Christians must still stand for what is right and do what we can to protect life. As I've seen discouraging decisions by the Supreme Court, even the most recent one that overturned a very sensible pro-life law from Texas, it drove me back to realizing that as a Christian, I don't rely on the government to do what's right. I have to do what's right regardless. And so, like I said, I've been counseling in a local pregnancy center. I encourage people, get in touch with people in your community who are doing all they can to try and help save unborn children and their mothers. There's a lot we can do regardless of what the government's doing.
We currently have a president whose agenda with regard to abortion is, I would say, probably identical to that of Hillary Clinton, who wants to take his place in the White House. A vice president who also, very much like Tim Kaine, kind of got religion when it came to the pro-choice issue, And he also supports abortion. So in that sense, nothing really changes if Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine win the election. But what is at stake? Lay this out for us as clearly as possible. What's the difference between the next 4 years with a pro-choice and pro-abortion president?
Well, it will be much worse, and I'll try and explain how that can be. As we've seen with President Obama, he's acted unilaterally. He doesn't even recognize that he has to go through Congress to make a law. He just does it himself, whether it's through executive orders or it's through the bureaucracy. So, for example, right now, the Department of Health and Human Services has reinterpreted a law that actually does not allow for federal funding through this particular program called Title X to go to groups that do abortions or to subsidize abortion. They have written a new rule, a new regulation that would actually require states to use this federal funding to go to groups that do abortions. Essentially, it's subsidization for Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in the country. And so we will see more of that under Hillary Clinton, where she won't even care about trying to convince or persuade the public to get behind her positions or Congress. She will just put her people in place in these agencies who will act unilaterally to force an even more rigorous and vigorous abortion policy upon us.
And with regard, with about a minute here, with regard to the Supreme Court, there are opportunities there with only a minute here. What are your thoughts there, Wendy?
Oh, yes, the Supreme Court. That's really what matters, doesn't it? Because that will live on long past the president's tenure. So Supreme Court justices tend to get now put into place in their 50s. They seem to live very long lives. And so we're talking 30 years or so that could end up being an Obama/Clinton Supreme Court. So Donald Trump has said who he would choose as among candidates for Supreme Court justice, and they are people who have stood for life. So we have a very stark choice before us when it comes to our presidential choices between Hillary Clinton, who will more ingrain abortion into America, into our mainstream. And I should say that it's not only in America, but it's also our foreign policy and forcing abortion on other countries and making us pay for it in other countries. Or Donald Trump, who has said that he stands for life. He has chosen as his vice presidential candidate one of the strongest pro-life politicians that I have ever known. So I feel very comfortable voting for Mike Pence.
Wendy Wright is a veteran pro-life advocate, a public speaker, and a former president of Concerned Women for America. Wendy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Folks, you can help us defend life from beginning to end by joining the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. It's our monthly or annual giving program. When you join in October, we will send you a limited edition Here I Stand long sleeve t-shirt in addition to the other membership benefits. You can find out how to become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron at issuesetc.org. Look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Just click on that. Or you can make a check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Be sure to write Reformation Club and your shirt size on the memo line of your check when you join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club in October. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll get our weekly update on the November elections with journalists Mark and Molly Hemingway. And it's This Week in Pop American Christianity with Pastor Chris Roseborough. Since it's Friday, we'll also play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to him. There you will find his words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.